Okay, so we're holding Bezra Hashem in Hilchos Rechilus, Klal Tes Din Hei, and the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that if, let's say, I know that Reuven is a dishonest person, and he's about to go become a partner with Shimon, so I'm obligated to tell Shimon that this is not the kind of person that you should become a partner with. I should try to first say that, you know, you probably won't get along, you have different temperaments, etc. I should try to get away without explaining the saying the Lashon Hara about him. But if it's necessary, then if that's the only way I can stop the partnership, then it would be mutter to do. However, the Chofetz Chaim said that that's all talking about before they became partners. But let's say they already made a kinyan that according to Din Torah, the person cannot back out. So if they made a kinyan that a person can't just walk out, the only way he could walk out is only if Beis Din would paskin that Reuven is talking not a trustworthy person, and therefore the shitfis could become batal. But without a psak of Beis Din, even though I hold that this is something which I'm sure Beis Din would paskin, the way I know that Reuven is taka a dishonest person. So even though I know for sure, and I'm right, taka, that Beis Din would definitely, if they had my information, they would definitely paskin that this is a mekach tos, and Reuven and Shimon could back out of this deal. Nevertheless, I'm not Beis Din. And if I tell Shimon, so it's only mutter for me to tell Shimon if Shimon is going to follow the halacha, which is go to Beis Din together with Reuven, and if Beis Din paskins that they could break the partnership, they could break it. But if I know that Shimon is the type of person that if I tell it to him because he trusts me or because he will believe anything negative about another person, he will now act upon it and go and break the partnership. So then it's also for me to tell it because I'm causing Reuven a loss, which I'll be din, he's not supposed to be getting that loss. So I'm not allowed to help Shimon protect himself from the loss by hurting Reuven shaloka din. So therefore the Chofetz Chaim really has to prove his case over here. Because l'chaira, I mean, as far as we could say, I know the truth, and I know for sure that Beis Din would 100%, and I'm not right, I'm not just imagining. Beis Din would definitely paskin, if they knew my information, Beis Din would 100% paskin like me, and say that the shutfus could become batal. The only thing is, I'm not two Eidim, I'm only an Eid Echad. So Lamaisa, Beis Din is not going to believe me. And therefore, since Beis Din won't believe me, Beis Din will not paskin that Shimon has a right to break the partnership, because Beis Din is not going to be machshiv the Haggadah of an Eid Echad. So then, in that case, it's only mutter for me to tell Shimon if he'll follow the din. But if Shimon is going to take the law in his own hands, even though he'll be doing that which Kami Shmaya Galia is, so to say, correct, but he's be doing it without, if we could borrow the Goyish word, without due process, so then it's Shalika din, and I'm causing Reuven a hefset Shalika din. So this is something that the Chofetz Chaim has to prove, this lamdas, that it's still considered doing shalok kedin, even though in truth it is actually kedin. So the Chofetz Chaim wants to bring a number of gemaras to show the point, and he shows it from different kind of svaras. So he says the first gemara he wants to bring a raya is from a gemara in Krisus that we all learned in Mometzia. Raya zeh margasizim Krisus. Dimamar lo shnayim nit mesa. If two witnesses come and say, Reuven, you became Tamei. V'u'o melonit meisi. And he says, no, I didn't become Tamei. Kam Rabbi Yehuda, adam neman al atzmo, yesh me me'edim. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person is neman on himself more than 100 witnesses. The Chamer pligi alei shom. And the Chamer say no. V'garsina v'gemara, halach Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yosef, lo yam ra lebeino lebein atzmoi, ula atzmoi. So Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda who says that if he claims, that Reuven claims he's Tohar, so he's only Naaman and Torah for himself, that he himself can eat Tyrus, because he claims he's Torah. But he's not allowed to eat it in front of others, because others have to follow what Beis Din says, and there's two witnesses say that Reuven is Tameh. So therefore, it's going to cause a zilzal. They'll see that you're eating something which Edom said is Tameh, you're Tameh. Le'atzmai, also, Naaman lechol Tyrus yunogea. But I'm not allowed to feed it to somebody else. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, I'm believed for myself that I'm Tohar. And therefore, I could touch, let's say, truma and eat the truma, or touch tyrus and eat the tyrus. But I'm not allowed to give it to someone else. So he says, so Chavetz Chaim says, Harei lehutar alatzmai, and I can't give the tyrus to someone else. So mashma bipshitos, even if the others don't know about the whole story. They don't know anything. They just came to my house, yontif, to visit, and now I touch this tyrus, and I want to give it to them. So I know 100%, because I know the witnesses, either they're lying, or they made a mistake, or whatever the case is, they weren't even there at the time. There, I know the real examen, so to say. I know that the truth, and I know the truth is that I did not touch tyrus, that I did not become tamid. So the chayr, if I know it, am I allowed to give it to them? Because there's no zilzil over here, because they don't know. They figure what I'm giving something without any shayla. So he says that umashma b'pshitas afilo acherim lo yodu shum ma'isa minyan those eidim. They don't know anything about the whole story. Afilo hachi also l'hachal tarais of l'acherim. Nevertheless, I'm not allowed to give it to someone else. Af the yadea ba'atzmei shito. I know that it's tar. Kiven du yadea shedvarav eina mekubolim lifnei ha'bezdin lemes. As far as Bezdin is concerned, Bezdin does not accept what you're saying as truth. So he says, so you see over here that since, as far as Bezdin is concerned, they look at me as if I'm Tameh, even though I know for sure that I'm Tahar, and I'm allowed to eat it, nevertheless, for me to give it to someone else is also, even though they don't even know anything about the whole story. That's one Rai he wants to bring. Then he brings a raya from a Gemara, another Gemara, and the other Gemara says, let's say I know that Reuven owes somebody $1,000. And there's another besides me who was there to see that. There's a second witness also who's there who knows that. The thing is, I know that that second witness is a ganav. And since I quietly know that this second guy is a ganav, so I know that he's really a possible aid. But Bezdin doesn't know that. He's new in town. Bezdin doesn't know it. So the question is, Maisa, I know Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and Reuven doesn't want to pay. So I'll go to Bezdin with this guy, and we'll testify, and Bezdin will paskin that Reuven has to pay $1,000. And Bezdin is going to be paskining correctly, because I know, I saw the loan. Shimon is, you know, Reuven is denying it. He says it never happened. I was there. I saw it happen. So there's no question that Reuven owes the money to Shimon. And Bezdin will talk a paskin that way because Bezdin thinks that Shimon is, that the other witness is a good kosher witness, and therefore Bezdin will paskin. So the question is, am I allowed to now go to Bezdin and testify? I myself am only an Eid Echad. Bezdin is going to paskin, they're going to paskin correctly. But Lamaisa, Bezdin is going to be paskening incorrectly according to the laws of Bezdin. So it says, "Be'ech yedei b'chaver shu gazlan shelo yitzarif imay." After yedei ba'atzmei shadav emes shezechayv l'zeh moment, even though he knows it's the truth, but Bezdin gam ken lo yasu shleikadin. Bezdin is going to do the correct thing. B'mashi yotzi a moment aydei shneim, keeping the heimen yoytem shashem yu gazlan. Bezdin doesn't know that this guy is a ganav. I know I know that really Bezdin is going to be paskening incorrectly to be mighty mammon because I know there's only one aid. So I know that Bezdin, by me going and testifying, Bezdin is going to be doing something which Kamishmaigalia is true. It's right, but it's wrong in the due process, so to say. Bezdin is going to be paskening really through only an Eid Echad. And therefore he says, Kolshkin, in this case, I'm going to go and tell Shimon that Reuven is a ganav, and I know Reuven is a ganav, and I know Bezdin would definitely paskin like me if they knew the truth like I know, but Lamaisa Bezdin will not paskin that way, because Lamaisa Bezdin can't paskin with Ruach HaKodesh, they have to paskin with Eidim, and there's only one Eid Echad here. And therefore, Bezdin would not break the Shutvis. Even though, if this guy breaks the Shutvis, he's doing which Kamishmai Galia, he has a right to do, but you don't have a right to do it without witnesses. Without a Psak of Bezdin, without the Hanhog of the Bezdin, you don't have a right to do it. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is proving from that Gemara that it's also for me to go and help Shimon If I know that Shimon is going to, so to say, walk away from the deal, when Al Pidin, he's not allowed to walk away unless you're able to prove that Reuben is Taka the Ganav, and then you have a right. Bezdin would give you the right to make it a Mekach Toz, but otherwise you wouldn't have. That's the Chiddush that the Bishua Meir HaKoyin from Raden tells us.
Ruach HaKodesh, 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 Ruach